Yo, 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 MC Asparty in the house! Welcome to the Monthly Terror Podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Asparty. And here we have the full cast. Actually, like, yeah, about that. We kind of, like, promised that we'd have a new cast for this episode, but we kind of didn't plan it that well, and now we're left with the old cast as one last final podcast together.
The final
fair. So, we actually have everyone here this time. Like, no one was missing. So it's going to be a pretty busy one.
For our last podcast together, we actually have everyone present, is basically what we're saying.
You know, the podcast that isn't supposed to exist with us in it is the one where we actually have
actually
everyone.
All showed up.
Yep.
So, that said, we should get on with these introductions, huh?
Yeah.
Sure. So we got, myself, a Spidey. We have our moderator, Biscuito.
Amigo!
Okay. We have, Rabla.
Amigo!
Okay, I get it. We have Rune Devros.
Amiibo!
We have Link Thing.
Amigo!
And we also have Pepe.
Amigo! ¿Cómo está, amigo?
Can we do it with everyone at once, please?
Count us down, Raspi.
3, 2, 1.
Amigo!
Very, yay. Very.
I'd like to note that my amigo is specifically from Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah,
this is not a rewrite reference.
All right, let's get this thing done.
Let's do this.
Anyways.
All right. So it was started off as a pretty slow news month, but it's really started to pick up over the last few days, as it always does every month for some reason. That's weird. Like, it always happens that way. The last few days of the month, we get all the news, and they just wait till then.
Yeah, we had a whole conversation about how we might skip the podcast this month, and then everything happened at once.
They do it for the sake of our podcast, so the podcast will be close to the news.
Yeah, Key was like, shit, they're not going to do Monthly Terror this month. Put something out.
And they put everything out, didn't they?
Key, our regular listeners to the podcast, of course.
Thanks, Key.
Thanks, Key.
You got our back.
Thank you, Key.
So, we'll get started with Rabla's news, I think.
Oh, me first?
You first, babe.
Oh, I wasn't ready.
You're on the list.
Alright, so, who likes Holy Breaker?
Oh, I love
that. Anyone
the first, but yeah, I love Holy Breaker.
Well, you might have heard, it completely sold out at Comic-Con. Super popular. So if you did miss out, it's getting a retail release. This month, if you're listening to the recording.
Yay.
On the 27th, and pre-orders are already up. You can find them. I checked before the podcast. They're up on Miami. They're up on everything. You can check. So, if you want to buy a copy of Holy Breaker, you can do that now. And I believe on AmiAmi, there's a music CD included if you pre-order it.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Was that the soundtrack? Or the opening? Or what?
It just said music CD.
It's
Yeah, I think it's a soundtrack. Like, the soundtrack came with it at Comic-Con, didn't it?
Yep, it did.
I think so.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, that's right.
And the interesting thing, I don't know if they would be releasing singles, because, like, the soundtrack has the OP and ED on it. It'd be kind of weird to have a single.
Yeah. How fun would it be to have character singles, though?
That would be pretty cool.
Well, two of them.
Yeah. But that's not the only Holy Breaker news this week.
The Weekly Terror, everybody. I'm your host, Spidey. Today we
Hey, it might as well be the Weekly Terror.
God, imagine doing this every week.
That was actually a thing in Rewrite, by the way.
Oh yeah, it was.
The anyway, Holy Breaker, as we just mentioned, was so successful that a sequel has been confirmed.
Yay!
Holy Breaker 2 is in production. We haven't got any details about it yet, dates, but it's happening.
So How do you
all feel? Weird that a kinetic novel is getting a sequel.
How do you like all feel sequel? That the second one is going to be out before you can even read the first one?
Well,
it's like, you know, it was like, hey man, Benjamin's doing this, I can do it too.
I don't know if there's like a method to use like machine translations to read it yet, is there?
There is.
I tried to play Harvest Festival with something, but it didn't work that well on Sickless.
Mm. There's someone found a way to do it, but it's just not good because you know how these things go.
What's the general machine translation is getting worse and worse for those who have read it so far?
They say it's pretty short but good.
Oh,
I believe the general review of it is that it's amazing, also fighting, and there's some like cool animations in it, but it's really short.
Crazy short.
Shorter than Planetarian even.
Wow.
Yeah.
All this and more in the Holy Breaker discussion thread on kazumatsuri.org.
Yeah.
Topic.
Shout out to our number one fan, the artist Zen, who was really looking forward to a Holy Breaker sequel.
Yeah.
We love you, Zen. Thanks for the support.
Based Zen.
Okay, so let's move on to Runes news now.
Alright, so there's a little messenger app for smartphones and the PC called Line. And Line has... One of the main features of Line is that you can send these little stickers to each other in addition to your traditional emoticons. And these are kind of like one of the biggest ways that Line makes money, because they sell little anime emoticon stickers from series like Madoka. I see Anohana on their site, and Little Witch Academia also came out. But for the key-related stuff, Clannad officially now has a set of 40 stickers for 99 cents. You can go on the store.line.me site and buy them for your Line account. And they include...
For a bit of context, if like you don't know what Line is, it's like the biggest messaging app in Japan right now. Like,
yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
It's like, for all of you out there who are like, oh, I can just put Skype on my phone. Well, don't do that. Use Line, because Line is actually good on your phone.
Because Skype is shit on your phone.
Yeah.
That's true. We actually... was there anything more you wanted to say on that?
Well, my favorite is that there's a Tsunohara flying into the sky.
Wait,
I found it really weird that there was no stickers of the Dango.
Oh, yeah, that's
definitely
true.
I noticed
true.
That, too.
That wasn't in the VN, that was in the anime, and I guess Visual Arts doesn't
I guess that's true, yeah.
Have control over the anime art, which is all Kyo anime.
Which is really weird. It's like such a close association with Clannad, and yet it doesn't even
exist. I would like to know,
in addition to this, it's like, they've been trying to pass these Clannad stickers, and they finally pass, and it's like... Baba's also trying to put through Little Buster stickers, which he just put through again.
Yep.
I think he can only put them through like once a year or a month or something.
Oh, did he put them through again?
Yeah, you can only put them in like once. I don't remember how long until you have to wait, and then you can enter again.
See.
But they just did it again.
All right.
Cool. Yeah, like I saw he posted the images on Twitter just so
everyone he posted
could,
all
like,
of them.
Use them.
You can just go there and get them all. There, it was
can
a while
we have
ago.
That linked in the notes.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, there is a webpage that has all of them listed. I'll do that. But yeah, like, it's weird because apparently they weren't approved for some reason. We're not really sure the details on that, but yeah. So he's trying again. So hopefully, because I'd be really hyped for Little Buster stickers personally.
That'd be pretty cool.
I'm waiting for re-rate stickers personally.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
Angel Beat stickers would
but
be cool too.
Angel Beats also, are basically like, confirmed at this point because Angel Beats is amazing.
I don't know. Like, I guess I'll mention here that we actually do have a little kazumatsuri.org line group going. It's like got a total of like 3 or 4 people at the moment.
Yep,
the in group.
I just keep forgetting to sign into Line.
It should join us so we can spam stickers
right now.
Yeah, stickers.
Yeah,
we can speak using only Clannad emotes.
Yep.
A bit difficult when you don't read Japanese.
you can get the emotions from their faces anyway.
One of the cool things about Line anyways is like whenever like clearly all the stickers are in Japanese or whatever, but just because they're released for the Japan market, it doesn't mean that you can't get them. Like, there's no region locking on them. You can just get them.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. I really like that. Nice.
That's actually specifically true for the Clannad stickers because it's under what they call Creator's Market. So it's cheaper than the regular stickers. Because regular stickers are like $2 for a set. And the regular stickers are sometimes region locked.
Thank you, Base Key.
That's awesome. I guess we'll move on to business news now.
All right. So, Angel Beats, this little visual novel that tends to come up every now and then, every few days, gets this news stuff about. It's really not a big deal or anything, but anyways, last event. Our last podcast, we talked about how the pre-orders were going to be going up on the 30th. Well, guess what? We're recording this on the 30th. And so Japan has already been past that. They're done. They don't need it. They're in the future. So pre-orders have been
up. Yeah, in the future in Australia.
Yep, pre-orders have been up for a while now. And there are a lot of places that you can pre-order Angel Beats. And
yeah, it's pretty
overwhelming. That's interesting about that. Is that each and every little place that you can pre-order Angel Beats from has a specific pre-order bonus. We're not going to really go into details about what these pre-order bonuses are because they are lewd! They are naughty pre-order bonuses. They're not like super like actual Aerogay type things.
Yeah, they're not R18.
They're very etchy.
Extremely.
They aren't
as etchy as you can get.
But they're as close as you could possibly get without being porno. They're pretty lewd. There are a lot of them in our article. I don't know if it's been updated or not. But
I posted like a link to the page on Key.
Oh, the Key page. Nice. That has, yeah, they have all of them segmented. So if you're a character specialist and you just gotta have something from one of your favorite characters of Angel Beats, specifically First Beat, unless you're a Matsushita fan, sorry, there are
specifically
no Matsushita dudes.
Specifically Masami.
No, not specifically.
Not just Masami.
Very much. Yeah, there are two of each.
Speaking on your behalf.
There are two of each of the focal female characters, I believe. There's some Masami ones, there's Yui ones, and there's Yori ones. Anyways, like I was saying, if you're a fan of Masami, if you're a fan of Yuri, or if you're a fan of Yui or Kanade, then you should check these out, because there might be something for you if you're into that. I know I am, because I bought one. And it costs a lot of money. They're all, if you don't want a pre-order bonus, it's about 6,000. If you want a pre-order bonus, expect to pay 8,000 yen. That's basically the gist of it.
And
you can buy it on AmiAmi if you're not in Japan and don't really care about the pre-order bonuses,
yep.
I guess.
And obviously all of them come with the new Girls Dead Monster single with Marina, Million Star, while supplies last, yes. So if you get it from AmiAmi, you'll still get that unless they run out, then just, well, tough luck. And yep. You can also pre-order off of Amazon and kind of have hope that you're not going to get a lewd pre-order bonus because Amazon typically just doesn't do that kind of thing. But it does
usually have
a pre-order bonus. What it is, we just don't know yet.
Yep. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right, Pepe, you want to take over?
All right, so this month we basically have a whole lot of Charlotte news that came out in the Dengeki G's magazine March issue. It basically came out just yesterday, and we got advanced news about it like 2 days ago from a website called Yusa Annie. And the biggest reveal about this Charlotte news is that these characters in Charlotte basically have superpowers. And
what?
Gasp.
Yep.
The fucking X-Men.
Say what?
And I think it was really surprising to see that info. I didn't expect it at all. And yeah, but the problem with these superpowers is that they all have conditions attached to them. And these conditions can lead to surprising, maybe some funny results that we'll see in the anime. And like we laid out all of this info on the website, kazumatsuri.org, and if you want to see more of it and probably discuss about this info, then go ahead. We will.
Yeah, we got all the character bios and stuff.
Yeah. We have four main characters, two of which were revealed last month, and two new characters. and we have all of their names and their superpowers and even an advanced leaked picture of one of the characters. So head over to Kazumatsuri, read the article which I helped translate and stuff, and enjoy.
Thank you, Pepe.
Yeah, thanks for that, Pepe.
Yeah, especially thank you, Pepe, by the way, because I had to write that article, and if Pepe was not there, I would have been screwed, because he is my translation man, and he's the best.
Yeah, so
all of that news, you need to thank that guy, because he's the one who trudged through all that stuff. And
I was in bed when all of that was happening, so yeah, thanks a lot, guys, for covering all that.
I'm not too good in Japanese. Like I'm only probably N5 level at best, so I use my limited knowledge to kind of figure out what they were saying. But it turned out pretty well, I guess. I hope.
Better than me using machine translation.
Okay. Yeah, man. So what do you guys think about this bombshell of Charlotte news? I know Aspie was talking about before, he was all like, oh man, I called it. They were gonna have superpowers and stuff.
I will say,
and I was all just like,
me and Bonecast specifically are infinitely more interested in Charlotte now. Like this was
same
like,
here.
This is the selling point for us.
Yeah, I actually woke up and saw this like in the Skype chat, and I thought you guys were joking. Like I was like, I what? Like I totally thought you were BSing, and then I looked at it, and I was like, no way. Like I thought you guys. Because Bonecast said something about Google Translate, and I thought, like, you guys were just looking at funny translations of some news that got released, and I was like, wait, they're serious? What? No way! Yep.
Like, I have kind of mixed feelings about the reveal at first, because, like, I thought there was going to be a lot more intrigue to this story, and I was, like, going to be a bit more mellow, and, like, gradually reveal the mystery, but no, they're just throwing us straight into the deep end of Supernatural straight at the start.
But the supernatural aspect seems to be like, like in my head before we record this podcast, I was thinking about it. It's like there's the more classical key, like Air and Canon and Clannad, where the supernatural is in the background.
Yeah,
but like Key now seems to put the supernatural front, like in the foreground, and it seems to be like a major point. Yeah, Maeda and the rewrite team. There seems to be a lot.
Starting with there,
it was kind of subtle. I don't know. Yeah.
Rewrite and Angel Beats had it part of the story, really. Yeah. Not like Clannad, Canon, Air, which just use it as a plot device. This one is the actual plot now.
Yeah, like this arm can open up to so much. Like we've already seen the comedic potential with like Jojiro's power, and but I can also really see this working good for drama as well.
Yeah,
like.
That's the point.
Shows that come to mind that did this sort of thing would be like Kokoro Connect. It's like kind of like using supernatural powers as like a medium to tell a dramatic teenage life story.
That's definitely the one that I'm most interested in because, like there's funny stuff about, oh, I can move fast and run into things. But at the same time, whenever you bring like death into it and like being a medium, like that's really like, it's like this crazy kind of sci-fi spooky stuff going on at the same time too. And, you know, all these themes about space, like, it's just crazy. Like, there's a lot of potential in Charlotte. It's actually just really interesting.
Personally, I really see this being, like, a story of, like, growing up and, like, the transition from adolescence into adulthood. Because, like, that's, like, what they explained that the powers come in at puberty. And so it's like, oh, yeah, it's like how crazy life gets when you realize, you know, you're not a kid anymore. And, like, you have all this responsibility and, like, you're dealing with all these foreign situations. It's a lot like getting superpowers, you know?
Yeah,
comes great responsibility.
So yeah, I definitely think that's the angle he's going for.
I'm telling you, dude, Maeda totally just read some Stan Lee and he's like, I got this. So similar.
But yeah, I'm pretty hyped for that. So I guess we should move on to some of the other stuff we want to talk about today.
The thing I have to talk about.
Hold on, I'll leave you to last, Link. I just want to cover a little point I chucked in there as well.
I just got Aspie zoned.
Oh, riff Link.
Da-da. So, Little Busters has just started streaming in Australia for free, actually. If you live in Australia, then you can check out the hanabi.com.au website, and you can watch the entire first season of Little Busters for free. Refrain is on its way, but they still haven't released the Blu-rays or DVDs yet, so that's going to be a little bit off. But yeah, so if you haven't watched Little Busters or read the visual novel, like, why are you listening to this podcast?
You idiot.
Stop what you're doing and watch it.
You idiot!
I'll read it. That works too. Link, as you were.
Great.
Hang on.
So...
Now he can go.
Sorry. Just attaching to the end of Aspie's topic, the first season of Little Busters is getting a complete box set instead of a split volume release in Australia, also by Hanna.
Oh, yeah.
It's worth mentioning.
All this Australian stuff. That's, like, it's as weird as it is cool.
Anime seems really big in Australia, surprisingly.
Yeah. Based Hanabi.
Based Hanabi. Shout out.
Shout out to Based Hanabi.
Yeah, Hanabi.
Go ahead, Link.
Anyways, so recently on Kazumatsuri, there was a thread about a poll which was asking for people's, like, who the favorite girl on Kaza for Little Busters is, and it was unanimous. Everybody voted for Suginami. Without question, it wasn't a fair contest.
100% of the votes.
And there was only one option on there, but they all went to Suginami. And so, our very own Takafumi Sakagami, he saw that, and he decided, 1 year in the past, hey, it would be really cool if Suginami had sprites in Little Busters. And fast forward a year to the present, where this poll is, and Takafumi has completed his patch, it's being hosted on Kazumatsuri, and it adds Suginami to Little Busters, and she's amazing,
Takafumi
and she
delivers.
Looks amazing. God bless you, Takafumi.
We should talk
Thank
about...
You,
and God bless you, Suginami Mutsu.
We should talk about who Suginami is for people who have no idea what you're talking about.
if they don't already know, they don't deserve to know.
Suginami is the best key girl.
Whenever you download the patch, it prompts you, do you know who Suginami is? And if you say no, it blocks your IP.
That's like with Little Busters X, where it's like, do you know the secret of the world? Do you know the secret of the Suginami?
Some say that this actually
it is a heavy
Little
secret.
Busters X patch.
Oh, that is the secret of the world. Suginami's existence.
Yep.
Spoilers.
Yeah, the,
it's a good
secret.
Secret
of the world is
she's
what
so
Suginami
based.
Looks like. Now you know.
But yeah,
so
it's cool.
That's only
like,
on Kaza.
Yeah.
It adds
exclusive
more
content
to the VN. Like, it's so funny how they have a quote unquote perfect edition of Little Busters, but there are still definitely things that are missing, and this just continues to complete. Like, it just adds a lot. Even though it's just a
shorter.
It's also really good, by the way.
Yeah, see, where is the
nice.
Suginami
route? It's very nice.
What's the Suginami route?
The thing you were supposed to write, Aspie. Gosh.
What?
Guys, we're getting sidetracked.
He started it.
So, like, I guess we kind of talk more about the community stuff happening. Like, basically, the forums have been overloading. I have found it very difficult to keep up with every single post being posted, but I've managed somehow. But yeah, like, we're getting an influx
Your
of members.
Your benevolent just... leader even said, there are too many posts, stop posting.
Slow down!
What?
And then,
yeah.
And then proceeded to ask them to keep posting. But yeah, it's crazy, like, usually this would be the part where we list off all the topics of note, but I think there's been too many that we can't list them all. We're going to miss a few. We got, like, a couple, like, Biz has been working on something.
Yep, nudge, so last nudge. Podcast, yeah, I was like, oh, I need to update the Angel Beats topic because we got a lot of news and images and stuff, but it turned out that whenever I went to actually, like, update the thing, we kept getting more news, and it got too annoying, and what I ended up with looked like a total mess, and so I actually, like, kind of reformatted the whole topic, and it looks pretty nice now, so you should go check it out if you haven't seen it in a while, because it's pretty loaded up now, it looks good.
Yeah. Definitely recommend that because, like,
just in time for the VN.
You need a place where you can just see all the news and not have to search for all of our posts on the world.
Pro tip, if you look up Angel Beats visual novel details on Google, we are the number one.
Are we? That's that awesome.
Topic. Yep, that topic is the number one most taken viewed out all the other Angel ones. Beats news.
Well, like, Upfanon has just, like, been working his magic to get us on Google at the top of the list. Thanks, Up.
Thank you, Up.
Thank
Beast
you.
Admin.
So what else have we got? We got the unused ideas and sketches topic just came around the other day, and that's really cool.
That's a very interesting just like, topic.
Yeah, everyone's like been posting all the like initial sketch designs for all the key characters from the various, I assume, like art books and stuff.
Yeah, I really like the rewrite old designs, because at some point she had lots of different colors that were possible for her.
Yep.
Katori looked very different.
Shizuru looked extremely different.
Really, just go check it out. Yeah. Like, there's too much to even like begin to dig into. There's been a lot of changes, you can tell. It's pretty cool thread. You should go look it up.
Another popular topic at the moment was the pairings topic.
Yeah.
I think popular. Link might want to talk about that for a second.
No, it's all right. You can cover it, Aspie.
You got this.
Yeah, like that was a topic that was requested ages ago, and just like, can someone make this? And it's like, why don't you make it yourself? It's like, I don't want to. And then Hirato finally decided to make it, and it's like one of the most popular topics at the moment. And there's also like that pairing that Link has been trying to push a bit.
God. Trying to I wouldn't push? Expect you to
I think
bring
you
this
mean
up.
The most successful ship in the Key community.
Yeah, well, the post would not have gotten so many likes if it wasn't obviously the most widely recognized pairing. I think that's pretty self-explanatory, Aspie.
You should make a Tumblr for it, just like all your
No.
Masakaga pictures.
It's all right.
It needs no Tumblr. The pairing lives by itself.
We don't need a Tumblr. Masakaga is Kazumatsu exclusive.
Yep. This is the kind of great exclusive content you can only get here.
I have a serious question. Is the Masakaga route going to be in Rewrite or in Little Busters? Or is it a standalone title?
In Little Busters.
Okay.
If it happens, it will be in Little Busters.
Is it like a special branch of the Muscle Sensation route?
not confirming any details yet. They're subject to change. And I'm not committing to anything. This may not ever be finished.
So it's the Little Busters Even More Perfect Edition.
Yeah. I mean, Little Busters was never perfect because it did not have Kagari.
Coming soon. Link thinks Little Busters Perfectest Edition.
Yeah. It's the bestest, most perfect edition.
Removes all roots except for Masakaga.
Oh, God. I like it.
Sold. So instantly got? Sold.
We had the favorite Little Busters girl topic has been pretty crazy. Like, got a little bit flamey for a bit, but...
Not
but
flamey,
I took care of business.
Anyway.
Yeah, Biz took care of it. But yeah, like, nah, it's been a lot of interesting stuff. Like, I'm really surprised how spread out the answers are. There's, like, no clear winner. Like, just about every girl's getting some love, I think. Like, were there any girls that didn't get any votes?
Sasami?
Yeah, poor Sasami.
Sasami has zero votes. Kamari is, air quotes, in the lead. And then Ren and Mio and Yuiko are all tied at 4.
Okay.
They're all behind Suginami.
Yep. She's secretly there.
It wouldn't really be fair to have her on the poll, because then no one else gets votes.
Yeah. We also have the Charlotte discussion, speculation topic that we've got to mention. The pre-release discussion.
It's totally boomed ever since the new news.
It's probably one of our biggest topics on the forum. Like, I just checked the other day and there's 50 new posts. Like, whoa, holy crap. But it's good. It's very interesting. I've been enjoying it a lot. So, yeah, that's where we got some of our discussion earlier from. And I guess the last thing to mention would be the Air Book Club that we announced last podcast. That's starting very soon. We've got, like...
Yeah.
As of recording, there's 2 more days until we do the draw for the podcast applicants and, like, the giveaway for the Memorial Edition copies. So by the time we publish this, it's probably going to be too late to do that, but who knows. And then a week after that, on the 9th of February, we are finally beginning the book club with the common route we're starting. I think like I got the route order a bit wrong when I was saying it in the podcast last time, so maybe ignore that. Pay attention to the blog I posted for the book club. That has all the most up-to-date information. And so I hope everyone's really excited for that. We've got a very good response. We've got people joining the forum just to participate in this book club. And, you know, our numbers are increasing. It's very exciting. Like,
please read air.
I think it's contributed a lot to the recent boom in activity on the forum. Just, you know, I've been promoting the hell out of it. I've been posting it everywhere. Like,
I mean, I just read air, and I'm going to read it again, because I want to participate. Like,
good on you. That's the spirit.
I'm also being forced to participate.
There's that. So, that's happening. It's going to be running for the next 12 weeks, and I really hope everyone can get involved. And I also like to note that I especially hope that some of our artists in our community will consider contributing fan art for the book club. Because that's something I don't think like we saw enough of in the Planetarium Book Club. We got like two pieces of art when I feel like we should.
We got a couple pieces of really good art though.
On the bounce that
art.
His fan art actually. One of the people that I bought Planetarium and read it and loved it turned that into his Twitter background.
Cool. I used it as my wallpaper for a while.
Making key fans day by day.
So that's really cool, and yeah, get involved because it's going to be like the focus of our community. Oh, like you may have noticed, I did a new logo for the site, and it's all like air themed now, and that's exciting.
Yeah. Good job, SP. Yay!
Yeah, I made that one all by myself.
I like it more than the rewrite one. It's really good.
Because it's crazy, because that was like, I wasn't expecting it to turn out that good. Yeah, so
it's amazing
that's...
the things you can do when you try a little, huh?
So yeah, I guess that about wraps up the news. Is there anything anybody else wanted to talk about before we bring this to a close? Oh, I know. There is one thing I forgot. Just to mention that, like, our community, like, our sort of like inner circle and Skype chat has like really been growing close together through all these video games we've been playing lately.
We used to have community events and then we just started playing games together like every day.
Now it just happens on the fly and everyone does it.
Like as an official address to what happened to community events, they just sort of became a spontaneous thing rather than an organized thing. If you're in the Skype group, which I believe anyone...
We had so much fun playing games that we were like, let's do this tomorrow.
All the time. If you're... I think it's a member rank on the forum, you can have access to our Skype group.
Yeah.
And if you're in you'll just see us playing... There's usually
a
Skype call
out. And there's also a topic on Kazumatsuru where we have all of the... Everyone who posted theirs, their gaming accounts for various things. So, you know, your Nintendo friend codes,
I need to
PSNs,
that.
Xbox Lives, whatever.
We even have a
Steam
group.
Things. And there's a Steam group, too. Yeah, so definitely go check that stuff out and hop in and let's play some games, man.
Like, lately we've been playing a lot of Final Fantasy XIV.
Yeah, that seems
thank Rebel for that one.
That's the group's MMO of choice. We also got really into 100% Orange Juice.
Way too into. We played it for 15 hours!
Oh, God, yeah, that was crazy.
Shout out to
I still play it every now and then.
Making it.
We should do that again.
Totally. What else have we been playing? Like, we've been playing a lot of little games, on and off.
We're doing a lot, so...
If you have a game that you like to play... and it's accessible, do share it, and you might just convince enough people to just kind of all hop on and we'll play something. Like, it's not that hard.
we're playing some open RA, like Red Alert.
For like no reason. Just like, let's play this. Okay.
I want to play it again, by the way. And we also been playing me and Bonecast have been playing a bit of Arcade Online just for shits and giggles.
I did see that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to get more people on to play that, because that is fun.
But yeah, that's where community events went. Rather than becoming like an organized pre-planned thing, they're kind of an always thing. So if you just hang out around, we're playing games, just jump in.
Oh, and one thing I really need to mention here, Kazakraft. Minecraft server.
That's a thing.
It's still here. We've been making the Litterbusters school for quite a while, and we're looking for help. If you want to get involved, you'll even be like included in our awesome credit sequence where we're basically going to recreate the entire Litterbusters opening nice. In Minecraft.
Oh wow.
And you'll get to be one of the character like titles there if you participate and help us out.
Wait, am I wrong? So, I swear someone did that. I swear I remember seeing that.
There's a mad of like Litterbusters where it's like it's got like the Minecraft NPCs as the characters.
Yeah.
There's a Minecraft thing of everything.
Litterbusters yeah. Minecraft has definitely become, or Kazakraft has definitely become like this. The bulk of it is done, but not really, because what we have now is like all of these details that we really need to, like lots and lots and lots of fine tuning.
We're basically in finishing touches, but there's a lot of finishing touches.
Is it a creative or survival?
Maximizing creative. The service area here and being able to like look at every little thing and have someone like specializing in like one character's room or something is really going to go a long way to speed up the process.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just like, you don't need to be good at Minecraft. If you know a lot about Litterbusters, that's what we're looking for at the moment. We want people who can put in like funny little details, like, you know, putting stuff in like Ricky's chest or like filling up the
Ricky's chest. Like,
Ricky's chest.
What part of Ricky's chest, huh?
That's a bit weird. Yeah, like just like basically making like custom items for like the characters. So we've got like Kendo's got a bunch of Kendo gear in the gym storage. Like he's got a Shinai in there, and we got like. You know, it's hard. I'd go on forever about it, but basically, we need people who know a lot about Litterbusters just fill the school with all those genuine little details that make people smile. And so that's what we're looking for at the moment. Most of the school's already been built already. It's just that fine tuning and a little bit of X content. I still need people to spoilers.
If you're not interested,
spoilers content.
If you're not too interested in the building aspect of it, but you still want to check out the school, we are going to try and put up a server you can visit when we finish, but we have no finish.
We'll be doing like a launch party and everything.
Yeah. I should get Minecraft there. I've never played Minecraft, but I want to do that.
Oh, you're in for a great surprise.
We have
like mini games and everything.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff. But yeah, we have no dates on when it will be finished yet, but we are planning something, so look forward to that.
We've basically recreated the mini game where you throw Root into the classroom.
Yeah, that's the first thing we did.
So it's join us. Like, even if you like feel like, oh, this is nearly done, I don't want to jump in now, please do. We need more people and more hands on deck. We really want to push this out there. So yeah, come join us on Kazakraft. There'll be a link in the post for this blogs.
Yeah. Somewhere. That's pretty dead. But yeah, just bump.
My English broke.
Is that everything?
But yeah, there'll be a link. So yeah, I think that's just about everything. Anybody else want to bring up anything before I close this?
Amiibo! I'm good.
please look forward to Charlotte Amiibos.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
How I wish that were true.
Okay, everyone.
Oh, yeah, Biz.
Huh?
We should all sing Secret Base together.
Kimita Natsuno,
Can we close with Kaga?
That was horrible!
Shout out to Cannon.
All be ashamed.
Shout out to Cannon. Shout out to the King.
Shout out to King Cluck.
Yeah.
the king of all
shout out to that random guy we stalked for 10 minutes on Final Fantasy 14 last night.
That was fun.
That's a story for after the podcast.
We saw this random dude who was wearing some great armor, so we all took our shirts off and followed him around.
The fuck?
He disconnected in front of us, so we made a circle when he came back.
Shout out to my Chocobo Sekai project for
being shout out.
My Chocobo Aspie. The joke is that Aspie won't come to dungeons with me.
Alright, let's bring this to a close.
Yeah,
I'm your host, Aspiety. Thank you for joining the Kazumatsu.org Monthly Terror, and we'll see you next month with the
Airbook.
Amigo!
And yeah, with hopefully a different cast next time.
Hopefully.
See you, everybody!
Bye!
Adios.
Oh, shit, I should...